Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25. Lamentations chapter 3, verse profound scripture. Hallelujah. We're looking at the no parallax nature of God. The unchanging nature of God's character. My dear family, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul of the sinner. Seek the Lord. Proverbs chapter Psalm 27, verse 8. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, for my heart saith, thy face, O Lord, as if thou hast to God. Turn my heart to seek Him. Bible says, is in vain is salvation sought from the hills. Neither can the horse deliver any by strength. But the Lord is good to the soul. Look at the testimony of near impossible realization of dreams, and God make cheap here today. That God may be feared. God does this thing that may be feared before. I don't know what you are looking to God for. You will find good by it.
Amen.
Because the Lord is good to those who wait for Him. You thought God is slow? No way. Bible says God does not count smallness like we do. It's not slack. Hallelujah. You'll find God has introduced Himself. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's have our seat in His presence. And welcome to God's house. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6, chapter 11, verse 6. It said, they that come to God must believe that God is. You see that belief that God is there, I've shared it with you. It's not that God exists. Who doesn't know God exists? Even those who claim they don't know, who claim there's no God, let breeze blow around them, you hear, oh my God. Don't mind them, they fake it. What is gosh? You know, you hear people say, oh my gosh, they are liars, they mean God. Who is gosh? Don't worry, you know, sooner or later. Those who don't know, I've told you 3 ways to know God. You can't miss, nobody will miss any of those 3. If you don't know God through His word, which is the most tolerable, you know God through His work. If you don't know God through His work, you know God through His wrath. That's the last card. Pharaoh, in Exodus chapter 5, verse 3, he said, who is the Lord? you won't see that. By simple word. Moses said, God said, go and tell him, let my people go. Amen. If you don't do me, I won't do you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 5 or 6. Yeah, verse 2. Thank you. Simple. Like my dear family, know God by His word. You won't suffer stress. There will be no loss. My people, when God finished, you see here, He said, I know not the Lord. Okay, God said, that's fine. I will introduce myself. Exodus 14. In fact, he called for Moses. Before, he would say, get out of my face. Not only did he know the Lord after his children have died, all the firstborn in the land. In fact, his officers went to him and said, Pharaoh, the whole land is destroyed. Your head is still, you see, have stiff neck. We soon have no nation. He didn't hear. After his son died, including firstborn of dogs, my brother, everybody, sir, hands, the firstborn of hands, everything that has firstborn. cleared. Ah, he called for him. I know I've suffered damage, but let this God bless me. You know, he said, bless me before you go. You won't know God by his wrath. In the name of Jesus. They that know thy name will put their trust in you. Psalm 9 verse 10. They that know thy name will put their trust in you. For you have not forsaken the soul. You have not forsaken them. You seek a day. My dear family, don't join them joke with God though. Including those who nailed him. Bible says, when he appears, you know, when jungle matches. Have you heard about robbing in the jungle? When you be, I've warned you, if God sit down, you can do what you like. But the day God stand up, God doesn't stand up for fun. He said, will the lion roar when he didn't say anything? My prayer is that when he stands up, he will stand up for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I bring you a word from the Lord today. God is the King. We are looking at the unchanging nature of God. James chapter 1, verse 17. He said, every good and perfect gift come from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness. My God, there is no variableness in God. There is no changing, nothing perpetually the same. You can't add anything to him. You can't, you know. Can I tell you a secret? Anything you do to God, for God, with God, changes you. If you pray, it's you that gets better. If you worship, it's you that take the benefit. If you give, it doesn't, my people, I used to think God comes to collect offering. No, I'm telling you the truth. Because when we're young, they said it's God's money. They said we should not use God's money to buy Google, to buy peanut. My people, I was in university, my first year in university. Then I said, God's money. I went to church, I didn't have offering. I forgot my offering. I said, and the angels will come and take this money today. I was so honest. I thought after they finished, I wonder, I said, how does it go? I said, well, I didn't find an answer. I said, maybe when we go, because the angels will allow us to see them when they come. They will leave it somewhere here. By the time we come back in the morning, they will have taken it and gone. So I brought my offering back to church on Monday in UI. The church was locked. Well, I said, I don't want God's money to stay with me. They put a table in front of Chapel of Resurrection that has a slit, you know, that you can put something there. And like they told us, anyway, I didn't know that. So it troubled me that, you mean if I put this money, anybody can draw the put the drawer on down and take the money. I said, well, if anybody take it, let me take it. God, this is your money. I dropped it in that slit and left. And you know, I dropped it, I pulled the drawer back, I saw my mom. I said, well, I don't know, but God, but I know better now. But the point I want to bring for that person, nothing we do for God to God that has anything to us. If that has anything, you cannot change it. It won't be better. Hallelujah. It won't suffer because I say I'm not serving him again. It's me that will suffer. Since I understood that, we all will bear face. The whole day as in the glass, I changed. You won't say you are not serving God anymore. Because whether you serve him or you don't serve him, you will be changing. But you won't smell. Because if you walk away from even you yourself, you won't like yourself. But you won't see that side. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 50, verse 20. Psalm 50, verse 20. I want to paint, God wants to let us know that he is not like us. My people, one of the great constraints and the limiting, you know, jeopardy man put upon himself is to bring God into his context. God is not you. He's not like you. You can't form him. He made you. See what the Bible says here. It says, verse 21, See what he meant. He was talking about all kinds of things people do. And when he gets to this land, he said, "This thing has thou done, and I kept silent." You don't know that I'm keeping silent so that I will rescue you. You will think, because when I stand up, okay. He said, "Thou thought that I was altogether such as one as yourself." You will never think God is like you again. In the name of Jesus. It is about that I bring you a word from the Lord today. God is the great King. Psalm 47, verse 7. My dear family, God is not. You know, please, I beg you in the name of Jesus. I share with you Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. He said, "You that come to God must believe that God is." You see that God is there? It's not that God exists. It's that it means God is who he says he is. Amen? God is who he says he is. Now, if you don't know who God is, then Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoken to our fathers, as in these last days, spoken to us by his Son, Jesus Christ. You have a duty to know who he is. Isaiah chapter 1, from verse 2 and 3. He said, the ox, bull, cow, he says he knows his owner. Can you hear this, my sister? Isaiah chapter 1. Because you have a duty. Look at it from verse 2. He said, I've nourished people, I've nourished children who don't know me, who rebel against me because they don't know me. Look at verse 3. The ox, bull, cow. See, I'm not the cow. Hey, man. You know, God was worried about his people not knowing him. And he said, look, even cows. He said, the ox knows his owner. How does he know this owner? They don't have class. They don't have family meeting. But he knows who tenders him. Hallelujah. My people, when they see you coming, they'll be wagging their tail like this. Two of us. Oh, my God. Animals. Look, particularly dogs. I don't go to Sarah's house all the time. But their dog knows me. Hallelujah. When he sees me, indeed, oh my God, he will go overboard. He will be climbing, and me, I want to run away from him. But I don't want to discourage him. You know? John. Like that, you have to know God, who is. He said, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass is master's creed. He knows where his master lives. Except my people. So not me. Look at verse 6. Look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. He says, a son honoreth his father. Where what verse? Oh, it's in Malachi. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant feareth his master. If I be your father, where's my honor? If I be your master, where's my fear? Say, I fear God. Let us, we have to be awake. You know, I tell people, we're not doing this because we're Christians. This is what every man on earth should be doing. Because one day will come. What every man is doing, you'll be able to do it. You don't know. Oh, okay. Grow old. Don't even let Jesus come. Oh, my God. You think you can jump over the fence now? If they say stop, nobody can stop you. Okay. No. There's no point chasing anybody. One day, you want to run, you won't be able to run. Go and read Exodus chapter 12 from verse 1 to 8 and gain understanding. He talked about your teeth being removed. Not me. It's very good. Let somebody praise the Lord. God is the King. My dear family, you see, because we know the rule of men and the government that among that exists among people, we think God is a president. He can't be voted. My sister said something when, can I tell you something? If God wants to deal with you, nobody can plead for you. I tell you, except he satisfies himself. You think he's performing Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God making intercession? You know what intercession is making? That shouldn't be angry. Can I tell you something? If God stands up, sit down. The only thing that can make him sit down is after he has fulfilled the purpose. But when he stands up, he will stand up for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. God is not the president. He's not voted in. He doesn't need the acclamation of people. You can't vote him into office. You can't vote him out. The kingdom of God is a kingdom, not a nation or country. He's a king. And in the kingdom, you rule by decree. Praise God. You don't vote. There's nobody voting for motion. Hallelujah. Yourself will pass a bill. Okay. And the person who passed the bill and the person voting, everybody, go and ask them in Babylon. He made the king grass. And he made sure nobody overthrew him. Can you imagine? The second is the president. Is and God did not allow anybody to overthrow him. Daddy, the one that is not eating grass, they overthrew him. The one that is eating grass. Say, I hear God. My brother shared a Bible story this morning in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 22. Daddy, by the massiveness of the sea, you know, if you haven't gone on voyage, don't talk about sea. You don't know sea. If you go to God, if you are on water, daddy, I've been there. You are on water, endless view. Any area you look. There's no way you can swim and survive. How are you going to do it? Well, you humble the sea by sand, sir. What? Only God can do that. See what's it? He said, fear ye not me, said the Lord. Will ye not trample at my presence, which have placed the sand? Huh? Sand that you can blow away with sand blower. And the way they are cleaning our house, we see people blowing sand away with fan. And the whole sea, as big as they get to the land, it can wash it away. You don't know what that can wash sand away.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this sand will say, put down. Say, God is king.
God is king.
Yeah, man. He said, yeah. He said, will you not? And you see, God knows what he did. That's why he's pointing our attention to it. Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree? That he cannot pass it. I mean, when we go to Babbage, when he's coming, just make sure you go on the sand. You will see him running back. Praise the Lord. He said that it cannot pass it. My sister, let's be back there. Verse 22, Jeremiah 5. He said, it cannot pass it. God doesn't look back to see whether his word is working.
Wow.
The word does not return. Praise God. He said, he put it there by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot what? Say, I fear God. He said, though they roar, yet they cannot. Now, it is that God who does not change that I bring you the notice about today. This God's reign is also unlimited. My brother, when we came to this country, and I saw that, when I called the name of Jesus in Nigeria, it was working. Then I got to this country. Even the Oyinbos, at the name of Jesus, everybody was acting straight. I said, oh Lord, our God.
How excellent.
Thank you, my sister. Psalm 8.
How excellent. I called my bank. You know, you can put something on your check leaf. I wrote it there. I said, please print this on my bank, on my check leaf. So anywhere you go, they know that this name, at his at everything bow at his name. My brother is the same. Everywhere. I put there, oh Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Psalm 66, verse 7. Psalm 66, verse 7. He said, he ruled by his power for how long? Not only in the scope of geography, but the unlimitless and unhandy. Everything that come to be will pass away but God. Praise the Lord. Say, God is king.
God is king.
Over all the earth. There was a contrast between the king of the earth and this great king. For want of time, I'll just give you two. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Uzziah was a very notable king of Judah. You know, God helped him. I would say he was mightily helped until he became very strong. And Isaiah served him. But the year King Uzziah died, he saw another king. Hallelujah. He said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. You set up, you see that king there? Is a lower G, is a lower K. Let's go to verse 6, verse 5. He said, then said I, after I had contact interaction with God, he said, woe is me, my people. You will not serve God. You will not serve man.
Amen.
God didn't say you should serve man. He said, honor every man. Praise the Lord. Honor how many men?
Amen.
You know, keep honor. Don't be disrespectful. Don't upset anything. Just honor everybody. For fear God. He said, then I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of unclean people, of unclean lips. But now my eyes did what?
I've seen
them. Oh my God. From that day, he didn't take glory in serving the king with lower king.
Mm.
He took glory in serving the king. When the king said, who will go for us and who shall I send? He said, his kingdom is unending. He does not die. And lastly, for the purpose of this meeting, his kingdom is over all the earth. My people, there is nothing or no one or no matter that cow can overrule. Let's stand up on that feet. There is no person, no government, no subject matter, nothing that God cannot overrule. Psalm 145, verse 13. Psalm 145, verse 13. My prayer is that you live under God.
Amen.
He said, let thy kingdom come. Look at it. Says thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Shaddai. And your governance. Hallelujah. Your great, your power to subdue, to direct, to control, to cause to turn anything. That power is mine. My dear family, turn to God. Do what?
Turn to God.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed. Let me stretch out my shoulders. Transition straight to the second aspect of the service. We're going to celebrate. Who is